After a year's absence, St. Francis of Assisi returns to our St. Rita calendar. Do you remember where we were one rotation around the sun ago? Why we didn't celebrate possibly the world's, undoubtedly the garden section's most popular saint last year? Another one found his way on our calendar because he found his way here. On October 4th of last year, we hosted the relics of St. Padre Pio, a later day follower of the Franciscan rule, trumping the founder, at least for one year, at least in this one church. Thousands of people walked through those doors that day, a packed but prayerful crowd, 800 in attendance at the evening mass with the Archbishop in our church with a capacity of around 450. And here we are today. Thousands of people won't be piling through. Alex won't be changing toilet paper and tank flaps at a constant rate. I've no laps or candle deposits to make. Did the visit change us, or even anything? I think positively, yes. And the answer lies in today's gospel. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. Jesus' statement then is the same as today. A need, so many needs, still looking for a response. And yet, we are more capable of making our own needed response because of last year, because of another trip around our orbit, because of Francis and Pio, men who took that call seriously, who showed what was possible when trusting God wholeheartedly, who touch us even without a reliquary and a habit to venerate. This is what the saints do, encourage in us the bold pursuit of holiness. Our memories from last year remind us. Saints Francis and Padre Pio join us in this liturgy this morning, part of our communion of saints chain. Something has changed in us, in our community. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. May these men inspire us again today to be about our harvesting. The fruit from last year is still ripe.